Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Tori. It is a couple minutes before noon, and we will be reading the story, the crucifixion story of Jesus today. I'm out here on the west end of Ten Mile Lake. And I will begin reading in just a minute or two. This reading comes from Mark 15. As soon as it was morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and the scribes and the whole council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He answered him, "You say so." Then the chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate asked him again, "Have you no answer? See how many charges they bring against you?" But Jesus made no further reply, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the festival, Pilate used to release a prisoner for them, anyone whom they asked. Now a man called Barabbas was in prison with the rebels who had committed murder during the insurrection. So the crowd came and began to ask Pilate to do for them according to his custom. Then he answered them, "Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again, "Then what do you wish me to do with the man you call the king of the Jews?" They shouted back, "Crucify him," Pilate asked them. "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Crucify him." So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas for them. And after flogging Jesus, he handed him over to be crucified. Then the soldiers led him into the courtyard of the palace, that is the governor's headquarters, and they called together the whole cohort. And they clothed him in a purple cloak, and after twisting some thorns into a crown, they put it on him. They began saluting him, "Hail, King of the Jews." They struck his head with a reed, spat upon him, and knelt down in homage to him. After mocking him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to be crucified. They compelled a passerby who was coming from the country to carry his cross. It was Simon of Cyrene, the father of Alexander and Rufus. And they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. And they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his clothes among them, casting lots to decide what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two bandits, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by yelled at him, shaking their heads and saying, "Ah, You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross. In the same way, the chief priests, along with the scribes, were also mocking him among themselves, saying, He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Messiah, the King of Israel, come down from the cross now, so that we may see and believe. Those who were crucified with him also taunted him. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? When some of the bystanders heard it, they said, Listen, he's calling for Elijah. And someone ran, filled a sponge with sour wine, put it on a stick, and gave it to him to drink, saying, Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come and take him down. Then Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Now when the centurion who stood facing him saw that in this way he breathed his last, Jesus said, or the centurion said, Truly, this man was God's son. There were also women looking on from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joses, and Salome. These used to follow him and provide for him when he was in Galilee. And there were many other women who had come with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, and since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who also himself waiting expectantly for the kingdom of God, went boldly to Pilate and asked for the body of Christ, body of Jesus. Then Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoned the centurion and asked him whether he had been dead for some time. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Then Joseph bought a linen cloth and, taking down the body, wrapped it in the linen cloth and laid it in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. He then rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, saw where the body was laid. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. We call this Good Friday, but on the day that Jesus was beaten, nailed to the cross and died, there was really nothing good about it. This story tells us that at noon, a darkness came over the land until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A darkness that reflected the hearts and the minds of everyone that day. Maybe the feeling of shock or numbness set in for those watching all of this happen. It makes me wonder, did Peter notice the darkness? Wherever he was at this time, I mean, the last we heard of him, he was weeping bitterly because he denied ever knowing Jesus. In the midst of his tears, did he notice the darkness? And what about the priests? Did they notice the darkness? Did they become fearful or scared? Or did their hearts remain hardened and fixated on seeing Jesus dead? And did Pilate notice the darkness? Did he feel it? Did he think it was one of the Roman gods acting? Did Pilate retreat into his home to be with his family, or did he stand outside wondering what was happening? We do know that in the middle of the darkness, someone did notice. A centurion. A centurion stood at the cross facing Jesus and watched how Jesus died. In the darkness, someone noticed how Jesus died. And this centurion said, "Surely this man was God's son." In the darkness, this guy recognized Jesus being the Son of God. A glimmer, a glimpse of light. So on this Good Friday, as we are in this darkness, let me ask you this question, and I will let you sit with this question for a few days. In the darkness that we are now facing, in this physical separation, in the coronavirus epidemic, what are we noticing? What do we see in our darkness? What do we see in our darkness? And I will let you sit with that for a few days. And I will see you Sunday morning. We have another reading at sunrise. And then we will also have a service at our regular time at 9:30. May the grace of God, the light of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all until we meet again. Amen.